Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Symphonic Blast 25.
Yo! Give me that. Come on, folks. That is terrible. Do it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Symphonic Blast 25. Bob asked me when I had him on the radio, when did we actually start doing this? How many of you were at the Crapo Park Centennial in 1996, 25 years ago today?
I was.
This is where it started, and it's been going on. We've had some bumps and some baubles, and we've had some places where we've been disappointed. We've had a couple of double cancellations, one for dryness, and we had times we had no fireworks. But we have, Bob, would you agree with me? This is about as perfect of a night as we've ever had for this concert.
I absolutely agree, and I want you to quit dwelling on the negative. Forget about that stuff.
Okay. No more of the negative. All right. Welcome to Symphonic Blast 25. Tonight's concert, of course, is sponsored by the John H. Witte Foundation, the Harry and Virginia Murray Foundation, the Starker Trust through the City of Burlington, Craftsman Press, the Hawkeye, and it will be broadcast tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, because we are also sponsored by Pritchard Broadcasting and News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And I do have to remind you as well that we've got another concert coming up tomorrow night at 7:30 with the Burlington Municipal Band. Many of these fine musicians are going to be playing tomorrow night as well. So we invite you all to come and see a fantastic municipal band. But tonight it is a special night, Symphonic Blast 25. Ladies and gentlemen, 25 years. Welcome, Bob McConnell and the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you all very much. Now look, most of you have heard me lecture you before on enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is contagious. And what did we go through for the last year and a half? It was ridiculous. You're out. You should be completely fired up at this point. Our sound guy finally got a job in public again. Our fireworks people can blow off fireworks and have a crowd to listen to it. And we, who really, musicians are crazy to put in all the effort they do to sound good and then basically spend 18 months not having the chance to play with each other. And this is a wonderful opportunity. So I really, maybe that was an unfortunate way to phrase it, but I really want your enthusiasm at the end of these pieces. I don't want any monkeying around here. Let's enjoy the night. Who knows how long it's gonna last anyway. So we're gonna play the national anthem. We insist that you attempt to sing. Unless you're really bad, you can just move your lips. But otherwise, we want you to sing. So join us in the national anthem. Thank you. was good. That was nice applause. Thank you so much. That really feels good. It's a wonderful thing. We want to start off the concert with a march by an Iowa composer from 1957, a wonderful music man. This is Meredith Wilson's 76 Trombones. Thank you. You know, I didn't really give that a fair introduction. So 76 trombones, like flutes, where do you have that? 107? Let's go ahead and play that for them. So this is what you heard in the middle of this piece. Does that sound like 76 trombones to anybody? So what he did, so this is Leroy Anderson, an arranger for the Boston Pops for years. So he stuck the Stars and Stripes in there, which we'll play for you at the end of the concert. National Emblem, what are the other marches that are in there? Has anybody ever kept track? It's about four different marches, but it's really clever writing. We want to go on with, first I want to say to Steve Hexum, thank you so much. You know, it actually gets me fired up when he comes up here with his radio voice and introduces us. It's just really a pleasure, and he does a great job of promoting the symphony year-round. So thank you, Steve. That is your name, isn't it, Steve? Yeah, he's a close friend. So we want to go on. This is another. I told you the first piece was arranged by Leroy Anderson. This is actually a composition by Leroy Anderson that I'm sure many of you will recognize. Features our trumpet section, which has some stellar teachers and players in it. Mr. Derek Murphy, the high school director in Burlington, Mr. Don Hughes, the high school director in Washington, and Dennis Petty, not Pedrick, sorry. Dennis Petty, and Dennis came down to sub for another band director from Burlington, Jeremy, who's gone this summer, but Dennis has played with us for years. This is Bugler's Holiday. So at this point, I'd like to ask members that are volunteers that are helping with the Bucket Brigade, where are they to meet, Jeff, back in this corner?
By the orange vest.
By the orange vest. And we need a few volunteers. I'm not sure if they're all arranged ahead of time. Just grab people out of the audience otherwise, but keep an eye on them. No, you can, really, my motto is don't trust anybody. The next piece on the program, I don't know if you saw me adjusting the mic. So when you're playing an actual classical piece of music that's kind of sensitive music, you don't normally do it at a fireworks concert, but I enjoy making the musicians uncomfortable too. So we programmed this piece, and it features our principal cellist, Donna Nelson. And so as I was lowering the mic, she was looking up at me like, don't put that any closer, please. But you'll hear this beautiful section between the harp and the cello. And poet and peasant, for a lot of us that grew up playing in bands in the Midwest, this was one of the war horses that the first time you went to a municipal band rehearsal, and they pulled up this piece, and everybody else has played it for years. That's why they kind of call it a war horse. It's fun to listen to. It's exciting music, and I hope you enjoy it very much. Poet and Peasant by Franz von Suppe. it's a pleasure having musicians of that quality play, and really it's wonderful to feature Donna and Gretchen. It's just a lot of fun. So several people asked me about the rehearsals and everything. So what happened when that terrible rainstorm went through 3 weeks ago is basically we're trying to decide, because we know, 2,000 to 4,000 people come to the park. We've got musicians coming from about a 100-mile radius. We've got the sound crew that comes from Muscatine and the fireworks people. And we're just like, this is not going to fly. But the orchestra, we wanted to play because we hadn't seen each other in so long. So we went ahead and rehearsed at Mount Pleasant and then did a concert. So when we found out the sound crew was available, and then the fireworks people said they could rearrange, so we started calling. And of our musicians, so 11 of the players up here tonight haven't played through part of the music because we haven't had enough rehearsal time, but they played all the hard stuff. And they came in this afternoon, so we have 11 new players that stepped in. And really, it's one of the exciting things about being a musician. It's a little bit like when you pick up a book, you don't expect not to be able to read the book. And the musicians, it's a little different, but it's the same thing. It's just notes, and as Alan Ohms was saying to me, it's just an up and down bow, and louder, softer, faster, slower. It's very simple. So there's not really that much to it, so you shouldn't admire them at all. So while this is going on, you're going to see some people in orange vests. I would ask for an ID, but try to put some money into the bucket. Part of what this bucket pass does for us is we go out each spring and we do school tours, and that's something that's not normally funded as part of the regular budget. And we really do depend on your contributions and appreciate them very much. So that'll be going on the next couple of pieces. And if you miss them, feel free to come up to me and shove money in my hand afterwards. This is a march a lot of you will recognize from the 1963 movie, The Great Escape.
Thank you.
I mean, come on, doesn't that just make you want to jump up? The problem is that quiet ending, it just lulls you to complacency, I believe. This is a little less complacent. This is actually a piece that was never published in John Philip Sousa's life. It was from a musical he was doing called The Irish Dragoon when he passed away. One of the things that is kind of cool about this piece is his incorporation of the harp. And I always tell people, I mean, my friends insisted on sitting farther away because they don't like to be close to me. And I like to sit close and watch the harp. I mean, it's amazing. There's 11 pedals you're working with? Seven? Why do I always say 11? There's three positions for each pedal. Okay, so I usually get one of those things right. So she's got seven pedals, three different positions, and it's just really cool. Can you play a little bit of what you have, Gretchen, right where it starts? I told Gretchen when she came down, you know, I've been directing over 30 years. It still makes me feel magical having a harp in the orchestra. It really does. It's just such a cool instrument. So this is a Circus Gallop by John Philip Sousa. So, you know, I told you that we're raising money for school tours. And so what we do when we go out and play for these kids, keep that music up too also. We do instrument demonstrations. Like when all of you look up here, you see a bunch of different instruments, but really it's four choirs. Woodwinds, will you stand in the middle of the orchestra? So we usually have 8 to 12 players here in the middle with the oboe, flute, bassoons, and clarinets. Thank you. Then across the back, we have the brass with the horns, the tuba, the trombones, and the trumpets. So for a lot of these kids, you can sit now too, sorry. For a lot of these kids, this is the first time they individually see these instruments and hear them demonstrated. Our percussion section, which actually includes the harp, even though she doesn't seem that type, is across the back here. And go ahead and stand. Oh, yeah. And John on keyboard is part of the percussion section. So then strings are all across the front of the orchestra, basses, cellos, violas, and violins. So each of those instruments is demonstrated for the kids. But the other thing we do that so many of the music teachers tell us they get comments on later is we break down a piece of music. So I had Gretchen play the harp part for you. I forgot to mention our principal horn, Annie Brewer, has this wonderful solo with that. Let's do the harp alone again right at 53, just a few bars. So what the composer did, in this case Sousa, he took a beautiful lilting melody, and really, to me, it isn't
The melody isn't quite enough. The two things combined together, though, make this special sound. So here's the solo horn with that. Isn't that a cool sound? Don't applaud. I'm not milking you right now. I'll let you know when I'm milking you. And so what's everybody else have? Well, here's what the basses have right at 53 while that's going on. Just basses alone. Now, you might not think that's much. Let's put it with the harp and the principal horn. One, two, one. So I would wager, as you're listening, you didn't notice the bass is playing that, but it is part of the sound that's coming out in front. And then we have other people besides the basses that have afterbeats. So let's put basses with the flutes, oboe, clarinet, and bassoon. Two, one. Now, who isn't enjoying me telling this? No, there's got to be more than that. Okay, to me, I find it fascinating. How did they put this together? Who did they assign things to? So what are the rest of the strings doing? Here's what they're doing. They're just supporting everything else. Two, one. But when you're listening to the piece, really what you hear is the horn on that line, and it magically, this is all just support for that same melody. So here's all that grouped together. Just pick out an instrument that you want to listen to. Two, one. And I feel bad, I left out the trumpets. Trumpets, let's play your bar. One, two, ready, play one. They have one bar, yeah. But they got Bugler's Holiday earlier, so I don't feel too bad about that. So when we go to the schools, that is, in my mind, that's one of the coolest things that we do. We're going to go on with some music that I think you'll find more familiar, but Rick Brewer, will you come up here just a second? I forgot to take care of some business. Come on, hustle. This is the problem when you haven't conducted an orchestra for a year and a half. You forget things at a much faster rate. And I forgot to line up the cue for the fireworks during the 1812. So we'll see how that goes later. But anyway, I'm not even going to introduce the next piece. I think you'll know it. Thank you. So during our demonstration earlier, the brass really got shortchanged except for Annie's solo. This is a piece, as you can tell, it really features the brass, and we like to do a movement like this on school tour. So the section we just played, what did I say, 60? Let's have the melody. This is just horns and trumpets. 2, 3. So they've got that going. That's the main tune. And then here's what the trombones and the tubas have. 2, 3. So they aren't the only ones with that. Here's everybody else that has that with them. Same thing. 2, 3, 4. Now, that's extraordinarily difficult to play when they don't hear the melody, because now they have to really concentrate on it. But again, this is the type of thing your bucket pass really helps support. And I really think it's one of the unique missions of our orchestra that a lot of orchestras just don't do. Horns, take a bow. So that's fun to conduct, just in case anybody is wondering. It's just really very fun to conduct, and it's fun to have the horses that can play it. It's just a pleasure. On the old Monty Python show, they used to say, and now for something completely different. How do any of you, I see some people with the circular things that light up. Do any of you have those light sticks with you? If you do, this next piece is a great one to use that on. Again, it's really sensitive, beautiful music, and I love doing it right at dusk. It's just fabulous music by Offenbach. This is called The Barcarolle. Thank you. I hope that sound carries well. I told the orchestra right when we finished, I said, it's hard not to start weeping during that piece. I mean, it's just beautiful music, and I know I don't seem like I'm that sensitive, but it is. It's fun to do. We're going to do some movie music for you now. Rick, can you come? So one of the really, I told you at the beginning of the concert, Leroy Anderson was an arranger for the Boston Pops. One of the other great arrangers that unfortunately passed away kind of early was Calvin Custer. I think he lived up in Michigan. But he just did a lot of the movie music. John Williams did his own arrangements for orchestra that we're able to purchase, which is a fantastic gift to the country. Calvin Custer took a lot of the movie music that wasn't available for us and made it more available. So this particular one, you'll recognize a lot of these themes, but it's themes from 007.
Marcia Korb, are you nearby? Come down. Go down and help him with the cannon shots on this, will you please? You know where they come in. You know, we're really thankful that you bothered to come out tonight. I hope over the next few days, every person you run into, you'll say, hey, did you hear the fireworks concert the other night? And then really give them a bad time if they didn't. We really are thankful to the foundations that help support it, to the city of Burlington, to the parks. And I've had a lot of friends over the years come in from out of town, and it's just a really fabulous event. The fireworks are up close and personal, and it's just an awful lot of fun. We'd like to end with the 1812 Overture. Thank you.